morning. But if I've been to say one for lunch?
Oh, we're pretty flexible on that.
So. Well, I'm pretty quick anyway, I think.
You don't need to feel constrained by
All that I was commenting on is Rule 49.
Yep.
Basically, it's for farming and those sorts of activities. As a roading contractor, we tender for work, we get a job in an area and we need water to both compact the gravel and also to eliminate dust nuisance and health and safety through the site.
Yeah.
Generally, I thought it was a permitted activity, and I've never been getting consents for this, but we were potted late last year, and I went through the process of trying to get a consent to do this. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult because we operate in sites all through Southland. Environment Southland was very good, but they struggled too to come up with some way of actually getting a consent for what I required. We ended up doing a whole holistic sort of consent for the whole of Southland, a whole lot of rivers and creeks and bits and pieces, which was really not satisfactory for us or for Environment Southland, and we came up with a few little guidelines to what we needed to be doing to take this water. So this is surface water take. In your new ruling, you're saying that we are only allowed to take 2,500 litres a day at a suction rate of 2 litres per second. What we require on a daily basis, if there's a nor'wester blowing and it's a really not a usual Southland day, we may need up to 100,000 litres for a day. That's 10 truckloads of water basically to wet the road and keep the dust from flying, but that's very, very unusual. Normally we'd be sort of 40,000 litres to 50,000 litres a day, about 5 truckloads would keep the roads dry, wet, and not be a nuisance. Obviously we don't put anything back, you know, it lands on the road, so it doesn't really fit in with the requirements of that clause, really. So we'd like an amendment there for up to 100 cubic metres per day at a rate of 5 litres per second, for even specifically for roading purposes. Obviously, I can't think of anybody else that would need that sort of rate that we would require. That's about it.
So when you extract from these little, I imagine some of the quite small streams, how do you know that you're not taking too much of the flow? Do you say, oh, we shouldn't take more than a certain percentage of what's flowing in the stream, or how do you work that in a practical sense?
Generally, we can't operate in the stream unless it's at half a metre deep and a metre wide, so if you work out that, and of course we don't want to suck it dry. So basically we're operating in streams that are bigger than a metre wide and half a metre deep.
Right.
And generally we're looking at sort of 2 metre wide streams, half a metre deep. So that's 2 cubic metres per second or whatever the flow rate is, unless they're still. And if they're still, they're no good for us to suck out of anyway. But so basically they're creeks or streams that are or rivers or lakes that we can suck at that rate out of, really.
So the consent that you've been granted, do the conditions reflect that kind of approach? Do they specify a stream size?
Well, the consent has said that we're not allowed to take more than 10% of the flow.
Yeah.
That we've got to look at the fish, you know, and take. And generally why what we do is we put a 20 litre bucket on the end of our hose that then takes a 5mm screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the bucket's there because we don't want to suck up sand. You know, you don't want to suck up sand because once you get sand in the truck, it blocks all your nozzles and prevents you from doing anything. So, I've never ever heard of us picking up a fish or anything like that out of the stream in the 40-odd years that I've been involved in it. Generally, the fish leave when you toss a bucket in the water and starts pumping, you know.
So they're not taking more than 10% of the flow in the stream at the time. That's a pretty common approach around the country. Does that work for you? Does that mean you have to measure the stream flow, or do you just kind of eyeball it? Or do you more base your decision on the size of the stream?
Yeah, it's pretty much the size. You know, like if you haven't got half a metre deep, vortexes, and you don't, you can't suck, or you can't get it to suck. So therefore, it's got to be half a metre deep at least. And generally, where we take the water from is around bridges, because obviously you don't have cross farmland and things like that. So around bridges, the water tends to have been excavated deeper, and there's holes and bits and pieces that we suck out of. That's the general sort of condition.
Yeah, so around a bridge, you're going to have a scour hole around the abutment if it's got an abutment in the waterway. So yeah. if we were to say, okay, we acknowledge your concern and we need to make provision for this, if we were to have a condition that said you can take the sort of volumes and rates of take that you've asked for in your submission, but you can only take it from a stream that's wider than a metre and deeper than half a metre, would that work for you?
That would work for us.
Yeah. Okay. Just see if we have any further questions.
Well, I think that's all solved.
But I suppose the only comment I'd make is that, and you briefly raised it, is that you go to specific places because of the availability of truck access or the depth of the stream. So
correct.
We actually see you travel some distance to find the right stream. So correct. I agree with the Chairman that when I read this, I was interested to hear your submission. So thank you, Mr Chairman.
I noticed that the South and District Council have same submission, and also Fulton Hogan, so it's obviously just not there.
It's a common thing.
Yeah.
It's mainly to cover the dry periods that you're not wouldn't be complying with the current rule, is it?
Obviously, if it's dry, we've got to go further away and find a creek that we can actually get the volume out that we require. So it's a bit of a punt for us when we tender for work, how far you've got to cut that water. And it takes half an hour to fill a tanker at 5 litres per second. And you basically half an hour to drive to and from the job and an hour to put it on. So you've got 2 hours. So your road, if it dries out within 2 hours, you need another water tanker, basically. So if you go further away, you need more water tankers, more resources and things like that. So.
And on those nor'wester days, the 10 truckloads, they're spread over the day?
They're spread over the day, yeah, basically one load every 2 hours. Mm. So it's 5 loads for the day.
You don't have the problem in the spring or autumn? Generally, it's a summer issue?
It's a summer issue. And in Southland, we don't really have that. You know, you expect it to rain at least once over the 2 weeks that we're doing the work. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you don't need to be wetting the road. It's more of a dust nuisance for the odd couple of days, and also when you're finishing off, ready to get sealed, you don't want to unravel, so you've actually got to have the water there. It's the binding agent for building roads, basically.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks very much, Dave. I wondered why or how impractical it is for you to get water from a community supply, say Invercargill, for example. You can get a tanker that carries 20,000 litres, and using that as a would be guaranteed, you know you could get it, it would be clean water, it had no sediment in it, and use that rather than trying to take water out of streams. And I know that for more remote areas it would be a lot further away, obviously it would take more time, but have you considered that? I suppose you have, and can you tell us why that's not a practical proposition?
You try and get a water tanker when it's dry, and that's when we're needing it. You can't sort of line people up when you want them. That's why we own our own water carts, obviously. If we were working in Invercargill, we'd probably get it from the water tower, to be truthful. You know, it's very cheap. It's going to drop into your tank pretty quickly rather than you having to pump it. Mm, yeah. But once you get away, you know, we never have to cut more than 10k to get water in Southland, basically. We also operate in central Otago, and obviously we've got to cut further away and go to areas where we can get water. But in central Otago, generally we suck out of water races. You know, the local farmer, the amount of water that we require is insignificant to what he's putting on the land, so therefore they allow us to take water basically from water races in central Otago.
So the problem with that is the distance that you have
it's the distance
from my community
correct.
Supply.
You know, once you're 20k, it costs you 50 cents a kilometre to cart it, but it's also time, so therefore you'd have to have 3 or 4 water carts if you were 50 kilometres away, say, to keep the water up to the road. So And as I say, I don't actually see any problem or any ill effects in sucking water out of those creeks and streams. It doesn't seem to, you don't actually see the water level go down in the stream or anything like that when you're sucking that volume of water out.
Okay, thanks.
Just one final question from me, Aminat. So to Commissioner Allison's question, you said it's only a summer issue. So just to be clear in my mind, summer in your mind is which months?
From middle of September through to the end of March, basically, is when we build roads.
So again, just thinking ahead, if we were minded to reflect on your concerns and to amend the rule to address them, if it was limited to that period of time, would that be practical?
That would be practical. Yeah. I'd like to say that the only other people that I see taking water out of bridges and things are the sprayers, crop sprays and things like that. I noticed that none of those guys have put any submissions in for taking water.
Lesser volume though, isn't it?
They do it as a job every day. Like we only put it on when it hasn't rained, and we only put it, we do a kilometre of road here and then you shift after a couple of weeks, so therefore you're not taking out of the same stream all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks very much for coming in, and it's been very helpful and practical submission. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We now adjourn for lunch. We reconvene at 12:45. Thank you.